This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Future, exactly 16 minutes after 11. If you have just joined us, welcome on the show. This is the Hlanganani Midday Show. And my name, of course, is Awe Tukelese. I'm here up until 1 p.m. And I did tell you and promise you about the interview that we are having today. In fact, a conversation, not necessarily an interview. It's just a conversation with colleagues from the Department of Biomedical Sciences at Lapanake and North Campus. And in studio today, I've got Mrs. Pillay. Roxane Pillay, as well as Siyabonga Khatebe, Mr. Khatebe in studio. They're speaking more, a very interesting topic, as Tekisha and Amhlanje, STIs. And we know, Guti, we get involved in a lot of activities, so we should be aware of everything that comes with different activities. But I'm just going to allow them to firstly introduce themselves and tell us their roles at MUT. Maybe let me start with you, Mrs. Pillay. Welcome on MUT Radio.
Thank you. Thank you for having us today. I am a lecturer at Biomedical Science and I'm joined by my colleague.
Good morning, sir. I'm Mr. Siyabonga Khatebe. I'm also a lecturer.
Oh, shout out. Thank you so much. From North Campus, you guys are still family as much as you are on the other side, but we're still in the same institution. So they're joining us, namhlanje, to speak about STI. Firstly, I think let me just ask before we even go to the questions, why did you feel a need for us to speak about STIs today?
Okay, so today we're talking about STIs, which are known as sexually transmitted infections, because these infections are widespread and they commonly affect the youth, which is why it's important that we educate our university community.
Yes.
So according to the World Health Organization, there are more than 1 million curable STIs that are acquired every day worldwide in people between the ages of 15 and 49 years of age. Mm. And most of these are asymptomatic, which is what makes the spread of it so easy.
Mm. Okay. Wow. So those are STIs, where you're now explaining the meaning of STIs. Shout out. And you know, I'm sorry, I'm going to dissect a bit from the questions that I got, just to so that even the person who's listening does not get confused. So how are they different from the STDs?
They are the same. So okay. STIs and sexually transmitted diseases are used interchangeably.
All right. And how are the STIs transmitted?
Okay, so primarily your STIs are transmitted via sexual contact, and this includes vaginal, anal, and oral sexual contact. Oh. And then they can also be transmitted from mother to child during pregnancy, at birth, and also during breastfeeding.
Mm. And what impact do STIs have now on one's health?
Look, STIs can affect our sexual and reproductive health in many ways. For example, STIs like herpes simplex virus, gonorrhea, and syphilis can increase your risk of HIV acquisition, sometimes by up to 3 times. Mm. Then STIs that are transmitted from a mother to child can lead to negative pregnancy outcomes, such as stillbirth, neonatal death, low birth weights, premature births, and even congenital deformities. Mm. HPV, or human papilloma virus, is a sexually transmitted infection that it primarily leads to cervical cancer. And cervical cancer is a leading cause of cancer-related death in Africa.
Wow.
Then we have hepatitis B, and hepatitis B can lead to cirrhosis and hepatocellular carcinoma. And then lastly, STIs like gonorrhea and chlamydia can also cause pelvic inflammatory disease and infertility in women. So you see that STIs, when untreated and undiagnosed, can lead to several negative outcomes and affect our health.
Ish, it can really affect you. You know, you're now scaring me now, eh, when you speak about all these things. But can it be cured or prevented, rather?
Yes, STIs can be prevented, and prevention is always better than cure. So there are several ways that we can prevent acquiring an STI. Firstly, using condoms during all vaginal and anal sexual practices is one of the most effective ways to protect yourself against an STI, including HIV infection. We now have PrEP, which is pre-exposure prophylaxis, and this is an effective antiviral medication that helps prevent HIV negative people from getting HIV. There are also two safe and effective vaccines that are available for two viral STIs, and these are hepatitis B and HPV. And currently, there's research underway to develop vaccines against the other types of STIs. And then lastly, there are other ways such as adult voluntary medical male circumcision, the use of microbiocides and partner treatment that helps to prevent STI acquisition.
Sorry, before I move to Mr. Khadebe, you spoke that it can also be transmitted through orally. Then how do you then prevent that through the vaccinations that we're talking about?
Vaccinations and also the use of condoms where applicable.
Okay. Mr. Khadebe, can you please explain maybe, Uguti, are there any available treatment options for STIs?
Okay, so different STIs are caused by different organisms. So it can be bacterial, can be parasitic, or it can be caused by virus. So the approach will depend on the specific type of infection you're dealing with. So if you have a bacterial STI like gonorrhea or syphilis, antibiotics are the usually option.
Okay.
And if you have parasitic STI, then antiparasitic medications are used. However, for viral STI such as HIV and herpes, there is no cure. But there are treatments that can help to manage the symptoms and reduce the viral load. For instance, ARVs for HIVs, they can suppress the virus to very low undetectable levels, which will allow the people to live healthy and fulfilling lifestyles. Yeah. What is very important in treatment is that patients should stick to the prescribed medication regimen and avoid sexual activity until the infection is cleared.
It's cleared. And why is it important to comply with the treatment?
Well, completing your prescribed treatment for STI is crucial to fully eliminate the disease or infection. Skipping doses or stopping early can lead to reinfection, spread the infection further, and also cause the serious health complication, just like my partner mentioned earlier. Can be infertility or organ damage. Also, treatment in compliance can cause antimicrobial resistance where treatment is no longer working. So in those cases, you end up having infections that require more stronger antibiotics or medication, which are usually expensive and have side effects. So it is very essential to follow up your treatment and protect your health to ensure effective cures.
I know that in relationships mostly, we often struggle to communicate. I think communication is key to a relationship, but most of us are failing to communicate, especially on things like this. Why is it important now for one to actually disclose their status or their SIT status on their partner?
You see, honesty and mutual respect are the basic foundation of a strong relationship. So sharing your status with your partner promotes transparency and trust, which also enables your partner to make informed decisions about their own health. So starting a conversation may be difficult, but it can be easier if you choose a comfortable, private setting. Begin with an open-ended question to understand your partner's feelings and experience, around sexual health. This is also important to listen carefully what your partner suggests and discuss the benefits of regular testing and prevention methods that best work for both of you.
And where can I access that testing or treatment for AMA STIs?
Okay, local public health clinics, community health centers, even our campus clinic do offer confidential STI testing and treatment services. along with free resources for sexual health education, which I think is the basic foundation, you know, to support informed decision and responsible actions.
But I think the whole message on today's session, I think it was based on what Mrs. Pillay said, prevention is better than cure. We need to be safe before we involve ourselves in a lot of those things. No, thank you so much. I think I'm really looking forward to a lot of these conversations on Tuesdays. I think with these conversations like this will help also the students out there. And in case you missed this interview or this conversation, you will always get it on our podcast sessions. We're going to podcast it not later than tomorrow. Then definitely we will have a podcast for this one. But firstly, before I let you go, just your last words, maybe to the student community or to any MUT community regarding STIs, regarding prevention of STIs, anything.
Okay. I think it's best to always practice safe sex, discuss your sexual health to, you know, foster respect and safety for both of you. Also consider vaccination where applicable. Knowing your status through regular testing is the way to empower a healthy sexual environment.
Okay. Mrs. Pillay, maybe someone might be saying, Guti, I don't want to go on radio. I don't want to go to the clinic. Maybe I need to speak to Mrs. Pillay firstly before I do anything. Maybe if you can just leave maybe an email or something where we can access information from, you know, your department.
Okay. If you have any questions, you can email me directly on thangavelu.roxanne@mut.ac.za. Sia, maybe you can share your email address.
You can also find me at Radebe, that's radebe.siabonga@mut.ac.za.
No, thank you so much. We really appreciate your time. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio. Looking forward to more conversations like this. From today moving onwards, every Tuesday, we would love to have you guys or the department as a whole. Shout out to the coordinator of this interview, Ms. Timbane, who was in the forefront, making sure that we are having this conversation. Thank you so much for joining us on MUT Radio today.
Thank you.
Right. 28.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.